Avul hu atzmei tota. Let's say the person tripped on your kli or tripped on the water there, and he fell on the floor and hurt himself. So then the bal habor is potter. Why? Because karka oilam ezikosoi. It's considered like the karka alone is the one that damaged, gave the damage. So Rashi says karka oilam means shein labailam. You don't own it. Like, what do you own? The water that you put down, that's what you own. Or the broken kli. But when somebody tripped over it and he fell on the ground and hurt himself, instead of the ground hurts him. So the ground that hurts you, that doesn't belong to you, therefore you put on that. That's called karka oilam etikosri. That's what Yehuda Marav says. Tomorrow says, ki amrisa kaim with the Shmuel. When they said over this halacha in front of Shmuel, omeli, he said it back, no. Michti, let's see. Avnoi usakino masoi. That's if there's such a lock, if you put down a stone or a knife, or you bundle b'shus around and somebody trips and hurts themselves, that's a told of bor we had. So mi boru lamadnu. We'll learn these things out from bor, so it's a regular bor. V'kulam and all these things on ikurabim, I call upon them, shor v'lo yodim. Pasuk says, v'nofal shom ashor, oichamor. So a dashan only if a shor falls into a bor, oichayiv. And not if a person falls into a bor. And chamor v'lo kelim. Only if a chamor falls in and not if kelim. If kelim fall into a bor and break, so the bala bor is potter. But Shmuel says, v'hani mili, when do we make such a drasha like this? V'hani mili l'inyin kotla. Only in the gate of kotla if the person died there. If a man falls into a bor and dies there, then the bala bor is potter. Avol inyin nizokin, if the person fell into a bor and just hurt himself there, he comes up alive. Just he got hurt there, then the locker is odom. If a man falls into the bor, then you are chayiv. The bala bor is chayiv for this. Just for kelim, still you potter. Because kelim, it's always called a misa. Like when kelim break, you can't use it anymore. So mele by kelim, it's always considered like it died. Trashi kelim pturim. Al niske kelim potter. Bal habor. Dishriyosan zui misosan. Because when you break a kli, that's considered like you killed the kli. Now mission also, when you spilled the water b'shus harav and somebody tripped over the water is like your bor. Hilkach therefore, ki chayiv aniske haguf, chayvei, v'loy ala kelim. That you take a chayiv if somebody hurts himself there, aniske odom, then the zokim if he got hurt, you take a chayiv, but if somebody slipped and broke his kelim, then you put it. That's a loch of bor is potter and kelim. What's the exact kosef? Shor v'loy odom, chamor v'loy kelim. And it's only said he's turned against the kotla and not against the nizokim. Now, Rav says, Hani mili, when do we say this? Hecha di afkirinu. Only if you are mafkir the bor. Avol hecha de loy afkirinu. For in a case where you are not mafkir the bor, it still belongs to you. Then the mine who? Then the mice is still your mom and still belongs to you. So Rashi is like this, Rav, Hani mili de takalosu lamad mi boroi. When do we learn out takola? From bor, the afkirinu, ki bor, if you're mafkir, you make it hefka, doesn't belong to you anymore, like a bor. The sova rav, because rav holds that the bor shechayiv ol of Torah, when does the Torah say, what's the case of bor, that shechayiv, behifke reshusay u borei hu dechayiv osay. The Torah is mechayiv you when you're mafkir both, you dig a bor, like at the end of your reshus, and you're mafkir both your reshus and the bor. So the Rav have a right to walk through there now, and they fall into the bor that you created, that's the case that you're chayiv. That's called b'mafke reshusayu borei. That's when you're chayiv, that's called bor. Avol loy havkirinu zatrashi memoinehu. If you weren't mafke, your kli that broke there, so then memoinehu is called your mamanu misharu laman, they learn now from shor. Hilkach therefore, tin of kli memoinoi demazik. So ovad. Therefore, if the kli, if somebody got dirty, from your kelim, so it still belongs to you, the kelim. So therefore it's called like your mammon. Therefore you're chayiv for the damage you did of his kelim. Avo nezek haguf. But that is somebody hurt himself, karko elam ovdu. It wasn't called your water that did it. Because according to Rav, since you were not masker here, the water, or this kli that broke, it was your kli. You were not masker it. So you still own it. So if you still own it, it's not doima to bor anymore. It's only doima to shor. So true, if the people got dirty because of the water, your water hurt them, so that's called your shor, you have to pay for the damage. But if you only caused them to fall, and they tripped and hurt themselves on the karka, and the karka is what did the damage, for that type of your potter, it's called karka, it's not my karka, I'm potter. Rashi Shmuel, Shmuel, no, the hifke rishusai v'lo hifke bar renami mishtoi krua. The pasuk is talking about where you're mafke the rishus around you, so that people have a right to walk through. But even in the case where you are not mafke your bar, you own the bar. Still, the porta boy has a kelim. Still, the Torah says you chayiv on kelim. Hilkach therefore masnisen. Afa gab lo yafke rinu. Even though you are not mafke the water or the kli that broke, bar rehevei. Still, it's called a loch of bar. What does the Mishnah say? You have to pay for the damage. I mean, does somebody hurt himself? If a man tripped there and a man hurt himself, so you have to pay for the damage of the man. But for Levi Kalev, if a kli got dirty there, somebody's clothing got dirty, you'd be potter on that, because according to Shmuel, it's still called the bor, and bor is potter on kalim. The yafagav the karkoilim of the lei raftain is good. That the person tripped and hurt himself on the ground, you don't own the ground. You just put your kli down in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. Somebody trips down, hurts himself on the ground, it doesn't belong to you, the ground. So why, according to Shmuel, are you chayiv? Chayiv, the Shmuel the time of Yom HaKamon, bor shechayiv olav ter, when the ter was mecharash b'chlau, the mazik of bor, lahavoloi v'kol shechem l'chavoto. Shmuel will see later, hold, the side of bor is, when somebody falls into your ditch, you're not only chayiv for the hevel, for the bad air that's there, that caused damage, but even for the chavotoi. That means for the smack that he got on the ground. That the ground damages him. Even though it's not your ground, but since you caused it that he should fall there, you're chayiv. V'yafagav the karkoilam as kosei. Even though really, truly, it's karkoilam. It's the ground that gave him the patch that hurt himself. But since you were caused for that, that's the chiddush of bor. The Torah says if you cause somebody to trip and fall on the ground and the ground hurts him, you're chayiv for that also. Even though usually grom is put on, here that's all part of bor, the Torah says yichayiv. So kids, that's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that in our mission here, where you are not mafkir the kelim, so according to Rav, since you are not mafkir, it's not the bor, it's only shor, therefore you only chayiv for kelim that got dirty in the water itself, and not for an odom that tripped on the ground because it's not your ground. And according to Shmuel, that it has a loch of bor here, so it's just the opposite. If it has a loch of bor, so bor is potter on kelim, mashenkin for them you'd be chayiv. If a man trips and hurts himself on the ground, for that you'd be chayiv. Mosir Rabbi Yisrael asked a question like this. It says, the pasuk says, v'nofal shomor shoroi chamor, the fell inside a bor, or shor or a chamor. So we dash the means to tell us, shor v'lo yodim, only if a shor falls into a bor, are you chayiv for, and not if a man falls into a bor. And chamor v'lo kelim, only if a chamor falls into the bor, not if kelim fall in. Mikan omer, from here, we were said that nofal toichoi shor v'kelim. Let's say a shor fell into a bor, and he had utensils on top of him. V'nishtabru, and the kelim broke there. Or else chamor v'kelim, a donkey was carrying kelim, and he also tripped and fell into the bor. V'nishkara, and he ripped the clothing there. Is chayev ala behema. Taloch riz, the Baal HaBor is chayim for the damage that was done to the animals, but a potter ala kelim, the potter on kelim. That's the drush of v'nof hashom ha-shor e-chamor, shor v'leodim chamor v'le kelim. That on kelim you potter. Rashi says, nishtabu means the kli ha-shor, shaykh l'shvira. Again, oil means the yoke. And on the other one, a chamor, it's more shaykh kriya, it's ripping. But madash ha-chamor, that you could just rip it. Now, holom is that daim, what is this like? It's daima the case of avnoi sakino masoi, stones or sakino yinayim, the masoi, the bundles. She'enichom b'shus rabim, you put it down b'shus rabim. And bezeka, somebody hurts himself over it. So it's daima to bor, that yichayiv. So Mora says, adarabba, just the opposite, like we're being told these things in this, adarabba. Ma daima lezeh mi boilei. What is daima to this, it should have said. Rashi says, olam is a daima adarabba. Toilok siva, but like siva. Like you're saying something that says in the pasuk or something that doesn't say in the pasuk. This is a pasuk here. V'nofal shomer shorei chamor. That's a pasuk. So what are you telling me? This pasuk is like a case where somebody puts his avnes kinu masoi b'shus rabim. Those are only toldos. That it doesn't say in the Torah. So how could you say this pasuk is like, in this case, that one's ksiva, one's not ksiva? Where other rabba? Ma doim lezeh, should have said just the opposite. Ma doim lezeh mi boilei. Ela true, that's what I mean to say. What is it like this? Avnoi usakinu masoi. Zdoimu to case of taka avnoi usakinu masoi. Shehenicho and brishus rabim. That you put it down brishus rabim. The hezekah, somebody got damaged there. Rashi says, Elamadim, that means the Imhusko behem kelim, or Nisko behem odim, or nice, potter. Then Echlami, just like we say by regular bor, the halacha is, if a man dies there, or kelim breaks there, the balabor is potter. The same halacha applies by the toldos of Avner's kinum asoi. If somebody put these things down with Shus Rabim, and now somebody, a man comes and trips and kills himself, so the balabor is potter. Who are then, if kelim break, the balabor is potter. In the tias luchos of the even chayif. If somebody breaks his luchos of his glass, his pitchers in a stone, he's taka chayif. So we'll soon see what that means. So Mer says reisha. So here is the theory like here this is a bor. Meaning somebody broke his pitcher in a stone. So the here a stone is a bor, and it says here what taki chayif. So we just got finished saying that bor is potter on kalim. So we'll soon see. So Mer says this. Reisha kashal rav. The reisha, the Rashi says, it's on Avnus Kino. Masoi is doing with the bor. Mashman has the same halacha like a bor is kashal rav. The Rashi says, the havamina right now is you are not maskerit. It's talking about that you're putting down your own sakino and masoi. So nice, you weren't maskerit. So if you weren't maskerit yet, so the chura, it's not bor. It's like shor. Says so. Why does the reisha say that you put her on kalim? The chura shor is chayiv on kalim. The seifa kashal shmuel. The Seif is a Kash on Shmuel. According to Shmuel, there should be Bor. Even though Avnus Kino Masoi even though it belongs to you yet, according to Shmuel, it belongs to you. So it belongs to you, so even though it belongs to you, still it's Bor. And we just got down in the postage that by Bor, you put the Rala Kalim. Sumer says, O the Taimech, Tikshlach Yigufa. Mamanashach. It's a steer in the price itself. Reisha potter the Sefer Chayiv. No matter how you learn to see in the Braisa, the Reisha says by Kalim you potter here, and the Sefer says Lafikos if somebody breaks his pitcher on a stone that you chayiv, so could see anyway. Elo therefore you have to say Rav Matarat Lataimei or Shmuel Matarat Lataimei. Both of them is Matarat according to their own time. Rav and Shmuel both are Matarat according to their time. Rav Matarat Lataimei. Rav is Matarat according to his time. The Medvar Mamurim. When was it said that what did such a p'tur of bor that the bor is potter and kalim tishef kiron? So Rav learns the Bryce also means like this. When do we say Avnus Kino Masoi b'shus Rabim has a loch like a regular bor that you potter on kalim only if the person was maskerit? He put it down and he was masker the Avnus Kino Masoi. And then it's a regular loch of bor, and then the loch is if kalim breaks there you potter. Let's say the Bailam was not masker as Avnus Kino Masoi. So then according to Rav, it's like Shoiroi, is so chayiv. You should know then you chayiv if kalim break, because it's like you're sure that broke the kalim. Lefikach, therefore, the same friends off. Hetiach luchoisa v'yevin, if somebody breaks his pitcher, glass pitcher, on the stone that's there, the locher is chayiv, taka chayiv. So then according to Rav, there's no steer in the braisa. The reisha is saying, were you a maskerit? Then it's a regular bor, you potter on kalim. And the safe is talking about, were you not maskerit, then it's sure, therefore you chayiv on kalim. O Shmuel Mataras Lataimei. Shmuel could also answer according to his own time. O Shmuel Mataras Lataimei. That what? Hashta Diyarmit. It's called Churin. Kash on Shmuel is the Sefer. Shmuel holds, even though you're not mafki, you're Avnus Kino Masoi, still we learn it out from Bor. So the ratio is good. We know Bor is Potter on Kalim. But what's Shan the Sefer? Why do we say that Bor, Ye'evin, if a pitcher broke on the Yevin, Yechayiv, Lechura, why Yechayiv? Ah, Lechura, it's Bor should be Potter on Kalim. The Mor says, the Shmuel Tavtaimei, Hashtu the Yarmut, now that you say, Avnoi Sakino Masoi, Kibori Domi, now that you want to tell me the locher is Avnus Kino Masoi, has a locher like Bor, if so, the Rev Yehuda, the Mechayiv on Niska Kalim Bebor, according to Rev Yehuda Shita, that holds that Niska Kalim is Chayiv, on Bor is Chayiv, this is the Kalim, Lefika, therefore, Hetiach Luchoisa, Vyevin Chayiv, you know, somebody trips like over the stone, and his pitcher comes totally down and breaks on the stone, you take a chayiv. So according to Shmuel, you can answer this also, that the Reish is talking about the regular lach of Bor is Potter and Kalim, and the Sefer just means to say that according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that he doesn't dash in Chamor v'loi Kalim. He also know Yechayiv on Kalim. Therefore, Sechusa b'dosev Yechayiv. Amar Reb Lozer Blozer says, Loi Shonu, when do we learn this? Halacha, Loi Shonu. Rashi says that Tiach Lachayis of Yevon Chayiv. When did we learn Taka that Yechayiv if your glass, your pitcher breaks on the stone? Loishonu Ela Shenitkal B'Yevon V'Nosher B'Yevon. That both happened from the stone itself. You tripped over the stone. Somebody put down the stone with Shusar Rabin. and you tripped over the stone, and then you came tumbling down and the glass broke on the stone itself, then the Baal Evin is chayiv to pay the hezek. According to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav, where you were not makrit. Avon nisko the karka. But let's say somebody tripped on the carcass. He didn't trip on the stone. He tripped on the carcass, and the carcass is not yours. And just the sting came tumbling down and broke on the stone, then potter. Then you should know your potter. Rashi says, why? The carcass gormaloi. Because it's not called your stone that was the germ of the hezek. Like, your stone alone wouldn't have done the damage. He tripped over something else. He tripped over the carcass. The carcass doesn't belong to you. It's a shusarabim. So in such case, since the karka was a gorim for the hezek, therefore the Baal Evin is potter. So Mor says, Kaman, who do you go like? Who does Reb Lezer go like? Kaman, the like Reb Nosson. Of course, not like Reb Nosson. Rashi says, the Yom Kaman, Reb Nosson says later, that Bishor Shedocha Fes Chaveru Labor. If Bishor pushed somebody into the bor. Bishor Shedocha Fes Chaveru Labor. If Bishor pushes another person into a bor. So kol hechad elekvesh luma mihai shor mishtalem mibor hai tiyovle hezeka. Reb Nosson says we consider both of them to be mazikim, even though a shor pushed a man into the bor. So really, it's not called like the bor did the whole damage by itself, because it was the shor that pushed him in. Still, Reb Nosson says both are chayiv. See, according to Reb Nosson, even though somebody else caused this person to fall into the bor, but lemaisa when he fell into the bor, the bala bor is chayiv. Here also, if Lamaisa, your stone, broke the kli, you should be chayav according to Reb Nosson. So who Reb Lezer, it says, your pot is going up like Reb Nosson. Eka the army, some say no. Omer Reb Lezer, says, Loi Tema, don't say, bin nitkal b'evin, bin noshev b'evin. Who the mechayav, just the opposite of Lezer says. Don't say we're only talking about in a case where you tripped and broke your kli on top of the stone, then the Baal Evin is chayav. Avo, but you maybe you want to say Avo Niska the Karkam Nashab Yevin Potter, but maybe you'd have Avim to say, if he tripped on the ground and then he came tumbling down and broke his pitcher on the stone, the Bala stone would be Potter. No. Ela Rav, like we hold like Reb Nosson. Ela Afilo Nitka the Karkam. Even though this person first tripped over the Karkam, so something else caused him to fall and break on the stone. The Nashab Yevin, then when he came tumbling down, his pitcher broke on the stone. Chayiv. You know, Lachas Tanker is the Baal Evin is Chayiv over here. And if so, come on, who does it go like then? Krebi Nosson. Then it goes here like Reb Nosson. Vice versa, for the Mazik of Bor, Bor Yechayiv, Lamaisa Bor is totally where the damage ended up. The damage ended up in your Bor. So even though somebody else threw him in, but Lamaisa, your Bor ended off the damage, did the Gemara the damage, for that alone Yechayiv. Even though the karka tripped him, and he fell because of the karka, but the maisi came down, and what broke the pitcher was your stone. Mistom, if your stone wouldn't have been there, wouldn't have broke. It was because of your stone there now that the pitcher broke. The maisi says, the maisi, your bor caused the did the gemar damage. That's from Nosson Svara, for that you chayv. Then our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to be miskaven chayv. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. If you had kavona to break your pitcher there, then if somebody falls over it, you chayv. If not, you put it. The Gemara says, "Heichi domi miskavin." What does it mean to say you had miskavin to break your pitcher? That's the Mishnah. If nishpura kata b'shus rabim, if you broke your pitcher b'shus rabim, and somebody tripped over it, it's your bor yechayiv. So Yehuda says only if you had kavona. What kind of kavona did you have here? The Gemara says, "Heichi domi miskavin." What's the case talking about where you had kavona? Omar Rabba, Rabba says, "B'miskavin lihorida lamato miksayfoy." We're talking about that you had kavona now to take it off or from your shoulders. You were first carrying this big pitcher on top of your shoulders, and now you were taking it down off your shoulders. That's what happened. And you tripped while you were taking down your pitcher off your shoulders. You tripped and you smacked it against the wall. So chayiv, the niskal pashayahu. Because since you slipped when you were taking down your pitcher, you're a pashaya. Like if you have kavana now, you're taking down your pitcher off your shoulders, you have to be careful. You have to know you're doing something dangerous now. You're taking off your pitcher, so be careful. Watch where you're going. If while you take down your pitcher, you trip, it's called your opashaya. Therefore, when it broke, it's called you made the bor. Therefore, you're chayiv for that bor. Omalei Abaya. So Abaya says back to Rabba, Mechla, you want to tell me? The Mechayiv Rabbi Meir filo nifshira. The Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. He's chayiv even if the kli melts. like you're holding on to the kli, and an accident happens, Tom, the kli melts, like it falls to the floor. You want to say that the Tanakam holds Yechayiv? Omele said, in yes, it's like a true. In other words, if you do the Mechadish, you only Chayiv if you had Kavanah to take it down. Like you had Kavanah to bring it down, and you're a Pashaya when it fell. Mashm, if you weren't a Pashaya, if the kli fell by itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be Potter. But according to the Tanakhama Rabbi Meir, you'd be Chayiv. So Gemara says, yes, it's like a true. In Mechayiv Hoyer Rabbi Meir, Afil wasn't a Biyodai. Rabbi Meir will hold Yechayiv even though the Yodin, even though the handle is in your hands. Now, even though you're holding a kli, and by itself it melted down and fell on the floor, still you're Chayiv for the bor. Fred Gemara Amai, why you Chayiv? Onesu, the Chura said, you're a big Ones right now. You are carrying a pitcher, and by accident it melted and fell to the floor. So you didn't throw it down, you didn't do anything there. So why are you chayiv, who you're an onesu? Then we know the cloud is the Yonos Rachmana Potrei. Kol Terakulu Yo. Yeah. Onesu Rachmana. Am I onesu? Then we Yonos Rachmana Potrei. That we know by an ones, the Torah always says you potter. The pasuk says, "Lo naru l'sasa dava." If somebody came in and lived with a lady and forced her, so the isha, she's potter, she's not chayiv misa, she's an onus. So you see, if she's forced to do it, she's potter from misa. See, also, any time an onus happens, it's not called your actions; it happened by itself. So why are you chayiv here? The chitame, maybe you tell me no. Hani milu l'inyan kotla. When do we say the Torah gave a ptura v'onus? It's only for misa. Because if you did a chet. And should we give you Misa? Should we kill you or not? So we say, if it did the Avera, be honest, then there's a Ptur of Misa. But maybe I'll say, Hezek, if you cause damage to happen, even though you're an honest, maybe for Nizokin there's no Ptur of Honest. So if, even though you're an honest that your Kli fell and became into a bore, maybe you'll still be Chayiv. Freddy Gamarno, what time you would learn like this? Nishbara Kadoi, if a Kli broke, Veloy Silka, and you didn't pick it up, Nofloy gamloy, or else if your camel fell down on the Shus Rabin, v'loy hamida, and you did not pick him up, Rabbi Meir mechayev bezekon. Rabbi Meir Taka says, yechayev for the damage that happened. V'chachom, v'chachom, the same.